وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أخي، بارك الله فيك، حفظك الله تعالى. يا أخانا محمد رشيد، جزاك الله خيرا. Regarding your question about can the person change his sitting or go up to bring a mushaf or go to the toilet after he pray Fajr because he want to achieve the reward of staying in his place until the sunrise. My dear brother, firstly, I would like to say to you, you're asking about Hadith Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the Nabiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, فيما يروى من صلى الفجر في جماعة. Whoever prayed, that this narration came through Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever prayed Fajr in congregation, then after that, he stayed in his prayer sitting till the sunrise, he will achieve the reward of Hajj and Umrah tamatam. هذا الحديث يا أخي مختلف فيه اختلاف كبير. هذا big different opinions among the muhadithu regarding this hadith. هذا علماء وليس ضعيف، هذا علماء وليس صحيح موقوف، and هذا علماء وليس is acceptable, is حسن to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Anyway, it's a big خلاف in between أهل العلم. But this the خلاف regarding this hadith is not about staying awake until the sunrise. No, it's about this reward for those who they sit in their place from the Fajr prayer till the sunrise. The ijma', like Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, is a consensus among the ulama that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from his way used to sit awake from the Fajr until the ishraq, mentioning the name of Allah ta'ala by reciting Quran, by dhikr, by istighfar, by adhkar till the end. But to achieve this reward with this behavior is the khilaf in between the ulama. Here is the difference of opinion. And if we say this hadith is acceptable and authentic, if we said, you must understand, majority of the ulama, al-imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Qayyim, all of them, they mention this kind of statements. To sit in your musalla, to sit in where you prayed, means in your masjid. Doesn't mean in the small area where you put your head on in the sujood or where you stand in the prayer. It's not doesn't mean that place only. It's mean in your whole masjid. And they mention a lot of reasons for that. And this fatwa is daima, Sheikh bin Baz, Sheikh bin Uthaymeen, Sheikh Muhammad al-Amin Mukhtar al-Shawqiti, rahmallahu ta'ala, sahib al-adwa, then others. Allah of ulama, everybody spoke in this mas'ala and he accepted the hadith. This was his explanation. They say, doesn't mean the area where you prayed. It means the whole masjid where you prayed. So it's a flexible. You can move here, you can move there according to your needs. You can go to pick up the mushaf, you can go to the toilet and come back, you can renew your wudu, you can until the end. And they mention a lot of adillah for this kind of understanding. One of it is a very great and smart istinbat and understanding. They said because this hadith came from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all of us we know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he did the prayer in the jama'ah, after he do the taslim, he changed his sitting. From facing the qibla, he will face the people behind him, and this will cause for Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kind of changing in his sitting. They said, look, it means permissible for you to change your sitting. It doesn't mean that the location where you stand in the prayer, it's mean the whole masjid. You understand, you know? They mention another adillah also, Hayth Abu Hurairah Sahin, once the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he did the prayer of Salatul Fajr after the taslim, immediately he went and he entered the house, then he came back. And to the Sahaba, they feel worried, what's happening, Ya Rasulullah? If I'm not mistaken, it's in the narration of Abu Hurairah, the hadith of Sahihin. So he entered the masjid, he entered his house, then he came back. So the company, they feel worried and they ask, Ya Rasulullah, what's happened? So the Prophet, he said, I left some money and treasure for the sadaqah and I forgot to divide it in between the Muslims. So I scared that if my family, they're going to eat from it. So out of wara' from him, alayhi salatu wasalam. So he went, قال فخرج مسرعا بعد السلام إلى بيته فدخل بيته والحديث ثم جاء فلما رأى ما في وجوههم قال له كذا وكذا الحديث. الحاصل بارك الله فيك. Look, they said, look, means it's authentic. Many times the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam moved from his sitting after Salat al-Fajr. Not just in this story, many stories. You understand? Same thing, the companions. Like how came hadith Abi Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu, hadith Umar, hadith Umar. Abi Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu used to teach the people the Quran after Salat al-Fajr. Same thing about Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala, same thing about Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, same thing about Ubay ibn Ka'b. He used to teach the people the Quran after Fajr. Then after the prayer, Fajr finished, and he used to read the prayer, like Ubay ibn Ka'b and Abi Sa'id. After they finished the Fajr prayer, they stand and they go and they fetch the people one by one where they pray, and they teach them how they pronounce the Quran. Look, have kind of changing the city. So according to the statement of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, according to his behavior, according to the behavior of his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they used to change their sitting after Fajr, and absolutely, if this hadith authentic, means they achieved the reward also. So there is no harm on it. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. وفقك الله.